Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I have to say, after editing the last episode, I sounded really, I don't know what the right word is, but very like quiet and almost sad. I don't know. I was trying to be quiet because my baby was sleeping. So that is why that was the case. If you were like, what is happening? Anyways, today I'm going to be talking about packing the hospital bag, things that I think are really important to bring or that I really was happy that I brought. And then I put regrets. I basically just mean like I brought it and I didn't use it or it was silly. And then also at the end, I want to talk about things that like I would do differently next time. Like I didn't bring it and it would, or, you know, I just thought that would be fun. I have seen some YouTube videos about this and I most definitely watched them before I packed my hospital bag. So in case that's helpful to anyone, I'm going to chat about that. So thanks for listening to another episode. I will start with my gratitude. First of all, I just want to say I feel so accomplished right now. I have made it out of the house today with the baby successfully, ran an errand to the store, came back. I have laundry going. I have pumpkin chocolate chip cheesecake bars in the oven right now, which I am so, so excited about. I plan to make some decaf coffee for when they come out and enjoy that for a little snack. And my baby is sleeping currently as well. I know I said last time that's why I was quiet. So this time I'll just, you know, edit out any sounds we might hear in the background. But I feel pretty productive. So thankful for that. Thankful for time off work to be able to just spend with my husband and my baby and kind of just adjust to our new season of life. That's been really great. And I just feel like every day I slowly get the capacity to do something else. And for example, actually, I just want to share this because, again, maybe someone's listening because this is the season you're in or the season you're about to enter into. And I just want to say, first of all, because other people have had to remind me of this, like, if you feel like you're not, in quotes, getting anything done, or like the day goes by and you're like, where did the day go? What did I accomplish? You accomplished keeping your baby alive. And I have had to be reminded of that. I'm like, wow, what happened today? And it is, it's just this huge adjustment of like kind of adjusting your schedule or lack of schedule, honestly, sleep and when you eat and when you go out of the house, if you go out of the house, all around what your baby needs at the time. And it's just crazy. And you know that that's what's going to happen, but it's just like you have to kind of change your expectations and your mindset. So for me, I am someone who typically doesn't like to sit still for very long and, you know, is constantly going around my house like cleaning things up or, like I said, baking something or making plans or whatever. And so it has been an adjustment for me. And honestly, though, I can truly say like there is nothing I'd rather be doing than holding my baby and taking care of my baby. Like I, of course, there's always like kind of a to-do list in the back of my mind, but I just love the like the chance, I guess, to slow down and be present. And I just know the time's going to go so quickly and I don't want to miss out on it. So that's my encouragement. If you are also in that season or you will be soon, just like change your expectations of what you would normally be doing or how you would organize your day. And it's okay if you get to the end of the day and you're like, what did I do today? And it's like, you know what? I changed a bunch of diapers and gave my baby clean diapers and I fed my baby, and that's enough. But as far as the capacity thing I was talking about, I just feel like at first that's literally all I wanted to focus on, all I wanted to do. And people always say, it's even like a cliche now, sleep when the baby sleeps. And sometimes I most definitely have done that. But other times I'm like, okay, but when the baby sleeps is like when I need to be able to do anything else. So, and like I said, I most certainly have just embraced it. Like if my baby fell asleep on me, like I'm like, I'm just literally staying here until the nap's over because that's important right now. But yeah, other times I'm like, all right, if there's dishes, I better do it during a nap. If there's, you know, something that needs cleaned, if there's laundry, which there is so much more laundry now also to prep you. If again, you're looking forward to this season in your life, lots and lots of laundry. And anyway, cooking, anything like that that you need to get done, you've got these small windows of time. And I really have just kind of enjoyed, like truly enjoyed being like, oh my gosh, I accomplished this today, like this new thing since having the baby. Or like, for example, I have not had to rush to figure out pumping. I will eventually be returning to work. And so I know that I do need to know how to do that. However, I do have a couple of appointments coming up that I will need to be away from my baby for, you know, a couple hours at a time. And because of that, I was like, all right, I want to start figuring out my pump and at least have like a small stash for whenever I need to leave. And then, you know, whoever can be able to make a bottle, whoever's watching my baby. And anyways, so I was like, I really need to figure that out. So literally one day, all I accomplished is taking out all of the pump parts and watching a video on how to do it. And then the next day, I sterilized all the parts. And then the next day, I watched a video and actually finally pumped for the first time. And literally, that was a 3-day process. And it does not sound like a big deal. And maybe you would not need all that time. But like, there was just something kind of overwhelming about the idea to me initially. And if you are certain friends or family members listening to this, I probably texted and sent you a million questions about pumping. That's why I did just feel kind of overwhelmed at the idea, because literally everything that you're doing in this new season feels like a new skill. Frankly, even stuff that you already know how to do, it's like, okay, I need to now, okay, something as simple as like cooking dinner or eating dinner. It's like, okay, depending on what's happening, I might need to learn how to eat with only one hand and be balancing the baby with the other hand, feeding. Or the last couple of nights I've put my baby in a carrier to be able to cook dinner. And you just have to figure it out. So honestly, even your old skills feel like learning new skills and figuring out how to get enough sleep. And anyways, so that's just my example of like slowly gaining more capacity is the whole pumping thing. It's like I did one thing at a time, or like the first time I went out of the house with my baby by myself felt like such an accomplishment. And just literally just going to the store that's like 5 minutes away and back felt like, wow, I can do this. The first time going out to eat and bringing your baby with you, just all of those things that you don't really, at least I didn't think about ahead of time. And it just feels really good. Like each of those new things you do, you're like, okay, I got this. Even if you don't got this and it like feels messy or doesn't happen in the time frame that you want, like it just feels really good every time that you can check one of those things off. Like, okay, we've done that before. Like I was literally telling my husband earlier today, like I really want to go out to breakfast one of these next few days because he is returning to work very soon. And I was like, I want to go out to breakfast, just the three of us. And it doesn't feel overwhelming because I've already gone out to eat with people once with my baby. So anyways, that just feels very good. And yeah, that was kind of long, but that's my gratitude. I'm going to pull up my list that I made of what I would and wouldn't bring to the hospital if I were to do this again. And first of all, I just want to say, like, again, I watched several of these videos. I looked up checklists. I did all of this stuff. And I just want to say everyone's experience with labor and delivery is so different, even though, even if you have something in common with someone else, like, oh, we both had a home birth, or we both had a hospital birth or a birth center birth, or we both chose to hire a doula, or we chose not to. Like, even if you have those like big things, or even like having a vaginal versus a C-section delivery, even if you have that in common with someone, like there's going to be so much about your experience and your birth story that are so different. And everyone I've ever heard, including now my own, there's always something that doesn't go to plan or is not like what you would have expected or wanted. And then there's other stuff that you're like, okay, these are the positive points. So yeah, I just want to say that ahead of time, like what other people want and don't want to bring, it might not help you. It might. And also, like I said, I watched a bunch of idea videos and looked at lists and came up with what I thought was like a somewhat simple hospital bag. But also I ended up having multiple things that I'm like, why did I bring that? You know, and it's not even a big deal if you bring something you don't need, like who cares? It is not that big of a problem. But again, I just enjoyed these types of videos when I was preparing. So I want to share mine. And like I said, at the end, I'll say like what I would potentially do differently next time, but let's get into it. Okay. So first of all, I'll just kind of share my packing list I ended up coming up with. and I had divided it into items that were for me, items that were for my husband, items that were for the baby, and then miscellaneous. And I'll try to just not say something if I had it on my list and I didn't end up bringing it. But anyways, here we go. So for me, I wanted to bring slip-on shoes, pajamas, nursing bras, and tank tops, a water cup or water bottle with a straw. I had heard that was super helpful for when you're in labor. Socks, lip balm, hair ties, a belly band, a going home outfit, leggings or joggers, I put in parentheses. I didn't know which of those would be more comfy. I wanted something with like sleeves in case it was cold, like a button up or a sweater. And then the other things are just kind of like toiletries that may or may not apply to you. If, like, I wear contacts, so contact stuff, you know, stuff like that. You don't care. And then, I also put headphones for myself. I thought that I might want to listen to something during labor, just kind of like get in the zone or whatever. And then for my husband, literally, I don't even know why I wrote this down. Like, he took care of his own stuff, but I just said he needed extra clothes and toiletries. And it depends on the hospital that you're going to. If you're even going to a hospital, I would assume you're not listening to this if you're having like a home birth or something. But you can like do a tour typically ahead of time. I know that some have not been in the past few years, but the one we went to did let us do a tour. And so we were able to see like where my husband would be sleeping. And based on that, you can decide like what your husband, partner, whoever's coming with you needs to bring as far as like what bedding will be provided. But anyways, that was it for him. And then for baby, I said we needed the car seat, and we did make sure to have the base of the car seat installed in the car before, I would say, I don't know when we officially did it. Maybe like it might have just been like honestly a week or so before, 2 weeks before the baby was due. I don't remember exactly, but we did that a little bit ahead of time, but honestly, we probably could have done it sooner. And then I wrote that I wanted to bring 2 to 3 little like sleeper, like PJ outfits for the baby, a swaddle, a blanket. And then I wanted to bring a letter board for our name announcement. So for that, I guess if there were any other like props you wanted for photos, but that's the only thing I brought for that. And that's all I wrote down for baby. And then for miscellaneous, I had down a sound machine or a speaker. For 2 reasons. First of all, I thought I might want a speaker for like music while I was in labor. And then I've heard that people sometimes use it to play like white noise for their baby sleeping after the fact, like with all the hospital sounds and stuff. Like some people have said it's easier for baby to sleep during the interruptions if there's some sound. And then I wrote a phone charger specifically with a long cord. Multiple people said that. And I thought that made sense. We only had one with a long cord, so I brought that one and then like a regular one. I brought a breastfeeding cover, snacks, gum, and mints. I brought combs for labor. If you don't know why, I've seen videos where people will use like the teeth edge of a comb. I don't know if that's what it's called. And kind of like press it into the inside of their hand during labor and squeeze it. And it is supposed to be kind of a distraction from the pain of labor, because something about how apparently your mind can only focus on like one, whatever pain is stronger or something like that. I don't even know. I shouldn't be trying to quote this, but I just heard it was an option for a way of dealing with the pain. So I brought combs, essential oils, more toiletries stuff. And then, stuff for the shower. Well, I guess that kind of falls under toiletries, but I don't know if any hospitals actually provide like soaps and stuff. Mine did not. So I brought those. And then lastly, I had a tiny little list of things to throw in like the day of. So most of that stuff I was able to just put in the bag and leave it there. But there were some things like I would be using up until the day I left. So a little bit of makeup. Let's just all take a moment and laugh about how I thought I was going to put on makeup in the hospital. Like, I kind of knew I wasn't, and I brought very minimal stuff, but I'm like, why did I even bother? Anyways, we're not supposed to be talking about the regrets yet, but I just thought that was funny as I saw it on my list. I wrote a second phone charger, and then I wrote cash in case of vending machines and stuff. We didn't bring cash. Don't know. I saw that on a list somewhere. Like, oh, what if you are so hungry and everything's closed and you need a vending machine? Like, whatever. You can find something that's open probably like outside of the hospital. But I guess it depends on where you live. And like I said, we did not end up doing that. That was just on my little day of list. Also, I threw in things I would have been using up until that point, like my glasses and whatever. So anyways, that's kind of specific to you personally. And then I also wrote down that I wanted to bring a printed copy of my birth plan, even though I had already taken this in previously to an appointment at my doctor's and they scanned it into my chart. It was helpful to have a printed out plan for the people who are working with you during your labor experience. So yeah, that's all that I had written down. I'm sure there's probably some other stuff I ended up throwing in that was not on my list, but I'm definitely like a handwritten list person, and that's what I had written down so that I could actually like check things off as I packed them. So that is what I ended up writing down, and I think I brought most of that I just said. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know of anything I didn't bring that I just listed. So first of all, I want to talk about things that I brought, and I would call them like essentials. Like, I'm very glad I brought them. They were helpful, would recommend, would do it again. And like I said earlier, I know everyone's preferences are going to be different, but this is just what I thought was helpful. So first of all, the slip-on shoes I would most definitely bring. I know some people will bring like slides or slippers. And with slippers, like so many of them are kind of like they have fur or fuzz, like fuzzy slippers. And I was like, if I bring those, I will not want them back. Like if I'm walking around a hospital with them, and I have seen people who, like for example, I saw Michelle Reed. She's a YouTuber and she posted her video of like stuff to bring to the hospital. At the time I'm recording this, I don't think she's had her baby yet. So it's one of the most recent videos if you're listening to this like soon after this comes out. But anyways, I was watching hers and she said, oh, I have these old slippers I'm just going to throw away when I'm done. And I think if I would have had some like that, then I'm like, okay, I'm already done with these. I'm just going to get rid of them. I would have brought them, but I didn't. So I only brought, I think I brought a pair of flip-flops, and that was primarily for using in the shower. And then I had some tennis shoes that were pretty easy to slip on and off, like just kind of not tied tightly, that I wore actually going to the hospital. So I would definitely say some kind of slip-on shoes. And then the long cord phone charger I brought, I did not regret. I would recommend, honestly, if we would have had more than one, then my husband and I both could have had one to use, because he had like this little couch bed thing that was like across the room from me. So at this point, I don't even remember which of us was using it when, like, we were there for several days. So I feel like we would have had to have both charged our phones, but I can't even think of it right now. It's all a blur. I would also really recommend bringing some sort of large cup or bottle of water with a straw. I had heard this ahead of time, and I found it to be true from my own experience, is that it's nice to have a straw, especially like a bendy straw, because depending on how you're planning to labor, like if you're in all these different positions and you're trying to be mobile and you're, you know, in between contractions, like you just quickly want all the water, like I would just be like asking for water and my husband would just like hold it up to wherever I was and I could kind of like just bend the straw. Like it was nice to not have to, like, if I was like leaning back, like not have to sit up, or if I was like in a hands and knees or what, like whatever, you don't have to like get yourself into a position to like tilt up a cup to drink out of it. That sounds dramatic, but honestly it was so helpful. And I made sure to have like kind of a large cup and I had ice in it, so it felt fresh for like a long time. So I brought that and thought that was very helpful. I brought comfy clothes to labor in instead of a hospital gown. And this depends. I think the policies are different across hospitals. And the one I went to when we did the tour, they told us if you want to labor in your own gown, you need to have like, it needs to be able to open in the back. It needs to have snaps at the shoulders so that like if they were to need to, I guess, put monitors on certain spots, they're able to do that. So I was planning on wearing a hospital gown. Like I was like, I'm not going to buy a special gown with snaps. I'm just like, I don't know, money felt tight with preparing for all the baby stuff. I was like, that is not what I want to spend my money on. Like I'll just wear a hospital gown. But then I was also planning on trying to use movement and try to like walk around and even like walk in the hallways and stuff to hopefully help labor continue to progress throughout. And so I was like, I don't want a hospital gown that's just open in the back and you have to like constantly feel like you're like holding it closed or like have somebody help you. So really, when I got to the hospital, I was wearing, well, okay, and I'm going to interrupt that to say, I got there in the evening and I was told that sometimes, depending on your where you are and who's working and all of that, sometimes at nighttime, there might be people that are a little bit more lax on like the policies than during the daytime. I don't know if that was true for me or if people just don't really care about what you're wearing as much as they made it sound like ahead of time. But I was wearing like these kind of loose like jogger sweatpants and just like a maternity t-shirt basically. Like, oh, it was long sleeves, I think. But just like honestly, just like stretchy, comfy clothes. And whenever I first got checked in, they were like, oh, here's a gown. Like if you want to put it, like I literally think they said if you want to put it on. And I just didn't, and no one said anything to me about it for forever. Like, literally, I didn't change. Well, okay, that's a whole other story. Anyways, I wore that for a while. And even when I changed a couple of times, like, for example, there was a tub in my room that I got to use. So, like, obviously, I did not get in the tub in my sweatpants. But then whenever I wanted to walk the halls again later, I put those clothes back on. Like, I did not put on a hospital gown until, I don't think until I was pushing, basically. So, anyways, again, you would have to check with wherever you're planning on going what they provide if you're wanting a certain type of thing or if they have requirements, but mine did not care about me wearing my own clothes and I did not buy like a specific gown. Definitely bring hair ties or hair clips or like a claw clip or something to put your hair up. I just kept putting my hair back up in the same messy bun whenever it would start to fall out. Yeah, you will want your hair out of your face. I brought and did not regret a cute going home outfit for baby. I didn't even end up using like PJs or like a sleeper. I just had like a onesie and little pants. Did we even use pants? Maybe it was just a onesie. Wow, this was not that long ago and I'm like forgetting stuff. But anyways, definitely would do that. And I will say, depending on what time of year you're having your baby, like if it's cold outside, you might be tempted to like bundle your baby up or bring like a really thick outfit or layers. And I have heard, and again, I shouldn't quote things probably without having a specific source, but I've heard that like for how snug the car seat straps need to be on your baby, like you don't want a ton of layers, even if it's cold, and you can like put a blanket over the top of them and put like they have different car seat covers whenever you're going outside. So again, look into it yourself, but I did hear that about making sure like if the straps are going to fit correctly, you can't have a ton of like really thick layers on baby. Anyways, and then also stuff for the shower. I did not regret bringing that. Although maybe I'll tell my birth story on here. I didn't really get to use the shower very much. That's a whole thing. Okay, but anyways, I would for sure bring those if you are planning to shower at the hospital. I say planning to because I know like some people, if they go to birth centers, they literally like go home a few hours after having their baby and maybe you just go home and shower. I don't know. But I definitely was glad that I had that stuff. I thought the letter board was a super cute idea. We just used it for like a name announcement. You could do like baby's weight and birthday and all of that stuff too. So that's really it as far as stuff that I brought that I'm like that. I'm very glad I had it. I used it. I would call that essential, at least for myself, were I to have this experience again. I would still want all of those things. Next, I'll talk about the regrets. And that sounds really dramatic. I don't necessarily regret it because most of this did not take up a ton of space. But I just mean I didn't need it. I didn't use it. And if I were to have this experience again, I don't know that I would worry about bringing this stuff. First of all, was bringing multiple outfits for myself. Basically, I wore my hospital gown for a bit, and then I ended up putting on, like, I thought I would put on pajamas, like, after birth, I would put on pajamas after my shower, and then I thought I would keep those on, and then, like, maybe if I was having visitors or something, I would put on a different outfit, and then I would have, like, a going home outfit. Like, I don't know why I thought I would need all of that stuff. I guess if I had an even longer stay at the hospital, I would have wanted more, but I ended up just sleeping in my hospital gown the first night because my baby was born in the evening, so like not that much time had passed, and I don't know, I was comfortable enough, I guess, and slept like that the first night. The next day I ended up putting on, I think, just like some joggers and like a nursing tank top, and I slept in that, and honestly, we got to go home the next day and I think I just kept it on and put like another shirt over it, like like a button-up shirt over my tank top. I don't, honestly, like I said, this hasn't even been that long and I'm kind of forgetting, but basically I just kept on the same clothes for longer than I thought I would. And I don't know, you're just recovering, and even just like getting up to go to the bathroom was just kind of like an ordeal. That sounds dramatic, but yeah, I didn't get up and walk around a ton. I probably should have more than I did, but anyway, I probably could have gotten away with two outfits. If I were to do it again, I'd probably bring maybe like pajamas, and then I don't know. It's just hard to know because you don't know how long you're going to stay. Maybe that's not even a regret. I'm just sharing that I didn't need as much as I brought. Another one is the essential oils and the combs for labor. And I only put that on this list because I had a doula at my birth and she had those things already. So I didn't need my own. Thankfully, the only thing I actually bought, oh shoot, I did buy one oil. I don't know if I used it. The only thing that I bought was the combs, which were so cheap. I didn't already have those. I already had most of the oils I brought to the hospital. I did end up buying one of them. And right now I don't even remember if I used it or not. So that's kind of annoying, but whatever. I could have gotten away without them just because I hired a doula. I think if I did not have a doula, I would still want those things because you can use them in different ways to cope during labor. And if she hadn't had those there for me, I would have probably used my own. The next one is the speaker and headphones. Okay, I had to stop for a couple hours and take care of baby, but we're back. And I think where I left off was saying that I didn't really need a speaker and headphones. So again, this is totally preference. And maybe if I was even just in a different mood or headspace, I would have wanted those. But I definitely started making a playlist for labor ahead of time. And honestly, I didn't get too far into it. I think I had like 10 songs on it. Didn't use it, didn't even think of it, didn't request my husband or my doula to turn it on. Like, I was not really worried about the background noise. So I didn't use a speaker. And honestly, I would not bring a speaker next time, even if I thought I would use a playlist, because I feel like in a hospital, it's kind of like a hotel. Like, you're so close to all the other rooms. Like, I wouldn't want to be blaring something out of a speaker anyways. And I think the volume from your phone would be plenty, in my opinion. So I probably wouldn't bring that again. And then headphones, I probably would bring again, just in case, you know, things went differently and I really wanted it. But I felt like I needed to be present and like be able to hear my husband and my doula like giving me kind of guidance of what to do next and encouragement and being able to hear the nurses and stuff when they would come in. And honestly, I just like was pretty good at tuning things out if I needed to, I feel like. And I didn't end up using them. So my plan was to listen to the Christian hypnobirthing app as if I needed to, as another option instead of like playing music out loud. So I didn't use either of them. I didn't ask for my headphones. I didn't want to listen to the hypnobirthing. Again, maybe next time I would want that. So I probably would bring headphones next time. I would not bring a speaker or a sound machine. And I didn't even feel the need for that for my baby either. And maybe that just depends on like your baby's disposition. And maybe like if your baby was more fussy or whatever, they might want it. But it's like, I mean, I only have had one baby, but from what people have told me also, I feel like newborns are just so sleepy. It's like, I don't know that you really need that right away, but again, I could be wrong. Some people might want that. But honestly, we haven't even used a sound machine since coming home either. So I don't know. I might need that down the road, but as far as for the hospital, that seems unnecessary to me and I would not bring it next time. I did have, and again, I didn't ask for this, but my doula did play just like some calming music in the hospital room at different points of labor. And like on the way to the hospital, I think my husband turned on some sort of like background, like spa music or something. I don't even know what it was. Neither of them had words. It was just like background noise that was just kind of calming and peaceful. So like, I didn't mind that at all, but I wouldn't have thought to ask for it in the moment. Like when they turned it on, I was like, yeah, that's fine. Or they would ask me if I wanted it. I'm like, sure. But I wasn't like thinking to request it or to like pick out music necessarily. So yeah, didn't use my playlist, but that's fine. I already said earlier, makeup, I didn't need that. I feel like, first of all, I don't do a ton of makeup anyways, like on a normal day, but I would, if I did it again, I would maybe just do like a BB cream, with SPF. It's tinted, but it's not like super thick coverage and like concealer. I would maybe wear those next time, but yeah, I didn't touch it, didn't think about it, didn't ask for it. I think you're just so focused on like figuring out your baby and like recovering. Like, I just did not care. And I've seen videos of people doing like a full face of makeup, doing their hair, for pictures before they leave the hospital, or even just to like look nice for when people come visit. And I just did not care. So that's probably based on personality. And if you know yourself and you would really want those things, then for sure, just keep them in there. But I don't know that I would bring it again. Okay. And then finally, I'll have to look back. I'm not forgetting anything, but those are really just the only things I thought of. Like, I brought it and I didn't really need to. And then finally, I have just a few things that I would bring next time that I didn't. So first of all, it's not a Polaroid brand, but I have one of those like instant cameras that I think would be really cute to have in the hospital, because we've used it since the baby was born and like taking pictures of different things for the baby book, like first whatever trip, first bath, first walk outside. I don't know. I don't even know what all the pages are. I'm just saying things. I think it'd be fun to have that in the hospital. I think it would be cute also for like people who come and visit, like the grandparents' first time meeting the baby. Like, it'd be cute to like take a picture and give it to them. I don't know. So I think I would bring that next time. I literally just hadn't thought about it this time. And then I would bring some better snacks, more of a variety. I just threw in like some granola bars and trail mix and stuff into a bag. And I wasn't sure if I'd want to eat during labor, and I really didn't. Like, my doula got me to eat a few bites of applesauce and one raspberry while I was in labor. So that wasn't really a problem. But after the fact, I would have liked a little bit more variety and options, and maybe something more like hearty. Yeah, I don't know. It just, none of that sounded very appealing at the time, but I ate it because I was just ravenous after I was done. And then also, one of my cousins, I don't know if she listens or not, but one of my cousins gave us a DoorDash gift card for the baby shower. And in the card, they wrote, "This is for getting yourself a good meal at the hospital." And like, again, I didn't bring it, didn't think about it. We didn't DoorDash food. Because she was born in the evening, we just kind of snacked in the evening. And then the next morning, my husband went out for food. So I don't know. I think that would just depend on the time of day. But I did write down I would DoorDash some real food, like even if it was late at night, because they're not really sleeping a ton anyways. Like, I would have most definitely gotten some food delivered. And lastly, I wrote that I would bring next time that I did not was a comfy pillow. I saw a lot of people talking about bringing their own pillow and blankets to the hospital. And then I saw the other side where people were like, don't bring that stuff because it's just going to get gross. And then, you know, we all have to take it back home, make sure it doesn't get mixed in with the hospital stuff and make sure it gets cleaned and whatever. So I didn't bring those, and it was fine. Like, I wasn't sitting there upset. I didn't have them. However, when you're first figuring out breastfeeding, you definitely need some like pillows for like support and kind of setting yourself up. And the hospital pillows are just so thin. Like, I felt like I had to use multiple to even get anything accomplished. And then also, what I didn't really know ahead of time is you have a room. Well, okay, at least where I was, you have a room that you deliver in, and then they move you to like a recovery room. So I would just not take my pillow out during labor in that first room. And I would have liked my own pillow and maybe even blanket, although I was not bothered by the hospital blankets. But at least my own like comfy pillow for the postpartum room where you're recovering, because you're not going to get like gross things, fluids and stuff on your stuff after you're recovering. At least it would be less likely. So yeah, I think I would do that next time. Or even like, I ended up getting a breastfeeding pillow as a gift from one of my other cousins who I do think listens. And I really like it. So I think having that as like a support would be great. And now that I've gone through this once, like if I were doing it again, I think even some stuff I would just leave in the car if I didn't want it to be like accidentally dropped on the hospital floor or like be in the room where I'm laboring. And there's a lot of mess during labor. So I understand why people say don't bring that stuff. But honestly, like, I could have literally just left it in the car and had my husband go get it whenever, you know, it was time to move. So yeah, those are just my brief thoughts on things that I'm glad that I had, things I brought that I probably wouldn't again, and then things I would bring next time that I didn't really think about. And I hope it's helpful. I hope I'm not forgetting anything. I don't know. My brain is a little all over the place currently, but anyways, like I said, hope that was helpful. I would love to see your guys' suggestions if, you've had a baby before and you had things that you're like, oh, this was so helpful and I didn't talk about it, that you think people should bring. You can comment on the Instagram post. And yeah, that's all. I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope that you're doing well. Thanks again for listening to another episode.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.